This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Peter Holtzapfel grew up in Winston-Salem with dreams of making it big, and he did. He's probably best known as a member of the DBs, but also toured with REM and Hootie and the Blowfish. His newly formed band, Peter Holtzapfel Combo, includes an old friend from the DBs, Will Rigby. And joining us to talk about his latest release entitled Game Day is singer-songwriter and guitarist Peter Holtzapfel. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us on the show.
You got half the DBs with you. Will Rigby is here and Glenn Jones on the electric bass. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Frank. Great to be here.
Talk about this because, you know, the DBs, everybody loves them still. And that was a band that was that made it. You work with REM, Hootie and the Blowfish. You're out of music for a while. And now I don't know if you're really out of music, but you got this new combo together. Talk about putting this group together and what you're looking for.
It was a kind of late in life decision. You know, I'd sort of had my fill of starting bands. And this time I put out a single a couple of years ago called Don't Mention the War. And it got people remembering who I was, and I thought, well, wouldn't it be fun to have a band? And I was like, wait a minute, are you hearing yourself saying what you're saying? Wouldn't it be fun to have a band? Well, let's play with that rattlesnake again, shall we? So, but Will expressed enthusiasm, and I played with Glenn in The Well-Respected Men, the Kinks cover band that we had for a few years with Jeff Hart, and I found him to be the ideal match, and I thought, well, let's try a trio. And I could be the responsible guy. I can be the leader, the lead singer, guitarist.
You're the grown-up. The grown-up.
I get to be the grown-up of the band.
You're the George Martin of the group. And you talked about sort of, you know, like the nightmare of the band. But, of course, you're in music because you love it. What about the DBs? Was it tough breaking up? I mean, how is that for you?
Well, you know, we had a good run. We had a really good run. We had people that appreciated our music. It never sold in any sort of exponential quantities, but it's had a fairly lasting impact on the people that heard it. You know, it's that whole thing of like, if you never heard of them, you've never heard of them. If you've heard of them, they mean a lot to you. So, but we when we split in, when was it, 88, I guess? On the docks in Biloxi, we split up. It was like a Dylan song. And the worst part of that was I was the tour manager for that gig, and I had to get paid. And I said, like, I'm sorry, can we give you some of those money back? So I discovered another weakness in the battle plan. But we gave it a good long try, and then we got back together again. We did a record with Chris and Gene Holder on bass, and Will and me, and we put it out, and it's called Falling Off the Sky, and that turned out to be a really good record. That was about, what, 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
2012.
Okay. So almost 7 years ago. Time goes quickly when you have children.
Well, let's hear what it sounds like now. Will you do a song for us?
We'd love to. This is the title song from my new CD on, can I mention the label?
Sure.
It's Omnivore Recordings out of Los Angeles, and the record's called Game Day, and so is the song. One, two, three. Still have what it takes to pull this off.
Peter Holsapple combo with us with the title track from the latest album, Game Day. Peter Holsapple is Peter Holsapple on lead guitars and vocal, Glenn Jones on the bass, and Will Rigby on drums. Yes, you still got it.
Thank you.
You still got it.
I was relieved to hear you say that.
And this is a rehearsal for Game Day. But tell me about that. Is that, what about getting back up on the stage after, you know, you had a different career and a different time in your life? Do you have those feelings going up there? Can I do it?
Somebody asked me if I get stage fright going on. And, you know, I mean, I've been making records since 1972 and I've been playing out since 1968. And, yeah, I get completely shell-shocked when I try to get up there on stage. I mean, I've done solo shows and I've done shows as big parts of things. Like we just did that Big Star tribute show, and massive people up there with strings and a bassoon and tablas played by the same guy, not at the same time. You know, and yeah, so I have less at stake than John did with that. But yeah, I get nervous getting up there, but you know, the thing is, I worked for several years over at Deepak. I worked as a management assistant over there, and I got to sort of see the other side of the business, and it was fascinating, and it was exhausting, and it called upon a different set of skills. And as with Game Day, it's like, do I still have what it takes to do it? Yeah, and I did. And so the learning curve wasn't as bad as I thought. They liked me. I liked them. And then I worked until I realized I really need a band. I need to play. I need to put records out. You know, there's people dying that can't put records out anymore. So since I'm alive, I have to sort of commit to that.
Good decision. Would you play another song for us?
Would love to. This was sort of what they call the emphasis track from the record. It's called Commonplace. I realized I never thanked you. All that you inspired. After what you had me do. A point, but never really golden. It was not about love, it was all about control. And had I not been dumb, I might have seen it coming up ahead. The thrill was in the chase, but never in the capture. That's too commonplace. Every friend that I abandoned, and every scar you left, kudos to. Even on the fly, I was just the right guy at just the right time for you. And what if I defied you? You wouldn't really want that, could you?
Holsapple combo, Peter on the lead guitar, Glenn Jones on the bass, and Will Rigby on the drums. They are going to be at the station in Carrboro Saturday night. Their show starts at 9 o'clock. latest record is called Game Day. And Hootie and the Blowfish, we said that you played with them, did a little touring with them, I think. And it's been actually 25 years since they released their debut album.
That's
and
right.
You have a WUNC exclusive. You've got an announcement to make.
Oh, yeah. We're going out on tour. Hootie the Blowfish is heading out after Memorial Day for the summer. Doing sheds and county fairs near you, state fairs, that is. I think we're planning the Iowa State Fair, and I think we're out at Walnut Creek or whatever.
The second largest state fair. I know that because I lived in Iowa. The largest state fair was Texas, and we were the second largest. That was our claim to fame.
It was
on all the billboards.
I milked a cow for the first time at the Iowa State Fair. Yes, on a Hootie visit.
What's it like to work? I mean, Hootie and REM and to be on tour with them. Is it kind of the same only thing, only, you know, you get paid maybe a couple more bucks?
Well, there's a lot of categorically different. You know, yeah. I mean, there's a guy there that, well, if I break a guitar string, will fix my guitar string.
Wow.
There's people that'll haul a Hammond B3 organ and a Leslie in and set it up for me. So a lot of that stuff, I mean, being on stage is sort of the same because it's music and it's just this enormous push of energy from the stage out to the audience. And you know, I mean, people have varying opinions about Hootie and the Blowfish, even now, 25 years after Cracked Rear View came out. And that's fine, but I do see every time I play with them a miasma of people out there just loving it and just like it means everything in the world to them. And to hear Darius's voice and to play with him, I get to be part of a really nice picture frame, you know.
That's great. REM, different story entirely.
Well, no, again, I had all those guys doing all that stuff for me, helping out with the carrying of the big heavy organs and stuff like that. But it was a different kind of band. This was years before, and it was a lot of fun too, and the music was unbelievably good. So,
you are going to be playing at the station in Carrboro, and I understand, was that the first place you played out?
No, but that is the legendarily the first out-of-town gig that REM ever did. Now, the DBs did, in fact, play there in 79, I want to say. 79 or 80 on one of our first ventures down from New York. And so it's kind of neat to be playing in the same place after all these years.
Will Rigby is the archivist for the DBs.
He knows all.
The librarian and archivist.
Wow. He knows it.
That's a scary thought because my mind is full of holes.
When you have to leave that information with the drummer, you know, you got
to. Oh, now.
I'm
now,
sorry.
Now. We're all drummers.
Are you getting into the drummer jokes now?
No, I'm out of time. I'm out of time. I only got 3 minutes left, or I would, Will.
Can we do a Christmas song for you?
You can do that. Let me tell everybody everything they need to know,
okay.
And then I will ask you to do a Christmas song, if you wouldn't mind.
Definitely.
Leave you time to play that Christmas song, but first I want to talk about the Peter Holsapple combo. Peter is on lead guitar and vocals, Glenn Jones on the bass, Will Rigby on the drums, and an excellent drummer at that. They will be performing Saturday night at the station in Carrboro. Show starts at 9. Latest record is called Game Day, and you can find out more information at our website, stateofthings.org, produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helping out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the Peter Holsapple combo.
And I just want to say, become a sustainer here. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Come down to the main. On a hillside, over my flock I buy.